Hello, BKFK listeners. We have another story today from the land of Majimajura. Let's hear who the superstars are on this episode.
Hi, I'm Quinn. I'm 9 years old. I'm from New Zealand and I really like dogs and Roblox.
I'm Isabel. I'm 8 years old. I'm from London and I like piano.
Hi, I'm Ozzy. I really like riding my bike and I also like dragons and Lego and I'm from Colorado. I'm 7.
My name is Yunjin. I am 9 years old. I'm from Korea and I live in Jordan. And my favorite thing is swimming.
Well done, guys. You are incredible. Remember, guys, you can try out our Patreon channel for free for a week. Every weekend, we are producing an extra Patreon story. Last week, the story was The Curious Kitchen of Silvarus the Elf, who you might remember from the episode The Great Escape of Silvarus the Elf. In this little story, we discuss all the magical tools she uses in her kitchen. In this coming weekend's story, Sir Chuckle Nugget reads a bedtime story about his flaming sword to Sheldon the Shield. You can listen to this and more when you join us on Patreon. But who's Sir Chuckle Nugget? And what flaming sword? And who or what is Sheldon the Shield? You're about to find out.
The Two Goblins. This story takes place on a magical, mystical, mysterious island called Majimajura. It's a place where all kinds of creatures live, like elves, goblins, pixies, vampires, trolls, giants, dragons, pirates, zombies, ghosts, and many, many more. Some of them are friendly with each other, but others don't get along and sometimes have arguments and fights. The island is full of exciting places, like old spooky castles and caves that lead into the unknown depths of the earth. Rivers that do amazing things, like heal you or give you special powers. And dark and mysterious forests. Once upon a time, in a forest called the Whimsical Whispering Woods, lived two young goblins named Jinx and Snickerfang. They were brother and sister, and like most goblins, they were curious and always up for an adventure. One sunny morning, the pair decided to explore deeper into the forest than they ever had before. They wanted to find the legendary Goblin Grove, a place filled with enchanted mushrooms, shimmering ponds, and the occasional cookie tree. With their bags packed with snacks and a sense of excitement in their hearts, Jinx and Snickerfang ventured further and further from their cozy goblin village. The forest grew denser, the trees taller, and the shadows deeper, but the siblings pressed on. As they journeyed deeper into the forest, Snickerfang, the younger of the two, spotted a peculiar-looking tree. Its bark was covered in glowing writing, and it had a door right in the middle of its trunk.
Jinx, look at that tree!
Snickerfang exclaimed, tugging at his sister's sleeve. Jinx examined the tree with wide eyes.
I've never seen a tree like this before. It's like an invitation to an adventure.
Without hesitation, Jinx opened the door, and they stepped inside. What they found on the other side took their breath away. An endless labyrinth filled with glowing pathways, mysterious whispers, and the softest mossy floors they'd ever walked on. The labyrinth seemed to stretch on forever, with countless paths branching off in all directions, passages going this way and that.
Which way do we go?
Snickerfang wondered aloud, scratching his head. But Jinx, full of confidence, pointed to a path covered in sparkling moss.
This way, it looks the most magical.
They wandered deeper into the labyrinth, following the path of the sparkling moss. Soon, they encountered their first challenge, a bridge, guarded by Troller, the giant troll. She was short and squat, with mossy matted hair that dangled over her face like a curtain. Her warty green skin was covered in dirt and grime, and her long spindly fingers ended in gnarled claws that scraped the ground as she walked.
Who goes there?
The troll rumbled.
We're just two goblins on an adventure,
Jinx explained cheerfully.
We mean no harm, Mr. Troll.
Trolla scratched her mossy chin.
All right, but to cross my bridge, you must solve my riddle. I'm tall when I'm young and short when I'm old. What am I?
Jinx and Snickerfang put their heads together, pondering the riddle. After a few minutes, Snickerfang's eyes twinkled with excitement.
I know, it's a candle!
The troll's eyes widened in surprise.
Correct, you may pass.
The goblins continued their journey through the labyrinth, facing one challenge after the other. They encountered a talking squirrel, who challenged them to a nut-gathering race. A field of riddling mushrooms, and even a river filled with mischievous water pixies. With every challenge they overcame, Jinx and Snickerfang grew more confident. But not all creatures they met were friendly. One particular tricky gnome challenged them to a dance-off. And a sneaky pixie tried to steal their snacks. Jinx and Snickerfang outwitted them all, using their wits and the clever tricks they had learned from their goblin elders. Finally, after hours of navigating the labyrinth and facing countless challenges, they reached a magical grove with a shimmering pool at its center.
Look, Snickerfang, it's the heart of the labyrinth,
Jinx exclaimed. A wise-looking owl perched on a nearby branch hooted softly.
You have come far, brave goblins, but to leave this place, you must face one last challenge. The knight who guards the labyrinth's exit.
The goblins gulped. A knight sounded much more formidable than any creature they had encountered so far. But they had come too far to turn back now. As they ventured closer to the labyrinth's exit, they saw him. A towering knight in gleaming green armor with a rooster feather on top of his helmet, which was shaped like a duck's beak in the front. A shield with a mouth and two mischievous eyes painted on it, which appeared to be almost alive. And a flaming sword as tall as the goblins themselves. It was the famous knight, Sir Chucklenugget. His shield had a name too. It was called Sheldon, and its mischievous eyes and mouth came to life as it started quietly giggling. The knight's eyes glinted with determination, and he raised his sword high.
Who dares to challenge me?
The knight boomed.
We do!
Jinx shouted bravely.
We're Jinx and Snickerfang, and we've conquered every challenge this labyrinth has thrown at us.
Sir Chucklenugget raised an eyebrow.
Is that so? Then let us begin.
With a swift and powerful swing of his sword, the knight charged at the goblins, while Sheldon the Shield burst out in insane laughter. Vince and Snickerfang, armed only with their quick thinking, dodged and darted, narrowly avoiding the knight's powerful blows. The labyrinth itself seemed to come alive, its enchanted walls shifting and changing to aid the siblings in their battle. Vines reached out to trip the knight, and glowing butterflies distracted him. But the knight was skilled and determined. His sword swung dangerously close to Jinx and Snickerfang, but they refused to give up. As they circled each other, Jinx noticed a pattern in Sir Chuckle Nugget's attacks. He whispered to Snickerfang,
"I see how to beat him. When he swings left, dodge right."
Snickerfang nodded, and together they danced around the knight, dodging his strikes every time. The labyrinth itself seemed to cheer them on, its magical creatures providing guidance. With a final, perfectly timed dodge, Jinx and Snickerfang slipped behind the knight and tickled him with all their might. Sir Chuckle Nugget let out a hearty laugh, dropping his sword and tumbled to the ground.
"We did it!"
Snickerfang cheered. The knight removed his helmet, revealing a friendly face.
"Well done, brave goblins. You have bested me in combat."
As a token of their victory, the knight granted them safe passage out of the labyrinth. With the knight's guidance, they found themselves standing at the labyrinth's exit. As they stepped back into the whimsical whispering woods, the labyrinth disappeared behind them. The two goblins did what they did best. They burst out laughing. They had had the adventure of a lifetime.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.